1430 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time, 12 noon, 69 degrees outside, a little passing shower to the south of Sheboygan, and we could see a few more light scattered showers today. Otherwise, partly sunny, high near 70. A special K-19 is scheduled to take part in the search today for a missing Waiwega man who is continued to be missing in Lake Winneconne. The Winnebago County Sheriff's dive team and DNR used sonar yesterday in efforts to locate the body of 52-year-old Roger Innerdahl, but wind and rough waters cut the search short. Innerdahl has been missing since going fishing on Monday. His boat was found going in circles on the lake early Monday afternoon. An argument over living arrangements resulted in the stabbing incident on the east side of Two Rivers late yesterday afternoon. Damon Ryan has more.
Police Lieutenant Sean Engelman said officers responded shortly after 5 o'clock to a residence where a 46-year-old man had been stabbed by his 50-year-old ex-girlfriend. The male was transported to a local hospital by fire department paramedics for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Engelman said Manitowoc County Sheriff's personnel and the county's Special Operations Squad were called in to assist when the female suspect wouldn't come out of the home. Once the scene was deemed safe and secure, paramedics assisted the female with self-inflicted stab wounds. She was also taken to the hospital for treatment. Two Rivers police say charges against the suspect are being reviewed. Reporting from Manitowoc for WHBL News, I'm Damon Ryan.
A candidate forum set for next week for those running in the 6th District House seat Republican primary will only feature half the people on the ballot. The League of Women Voters of Ozaukee County said they will continue with their event on Monday after Joe Leipalm and Glenn Grothman said yesterday they would not take part. Both said this is due to the state League of Women Voters challenging Wisconsin's voter ID law in court, adding they would not take part in any event run by groups against voter ID. LWV Ozaukee County President Donna Fowler said they are disappointed by Leipalm and Grothman's decision, since it would have allowed them to not only educate voters on their stance on issues, but find out what issues some voters care about most. She added the other two primary candidates, Dewey Strobel and Tom Donow, will be attending the forum. The state is under federal orders to pay back a $12.3 million grant it received in 2006 to help drug maker Abbott Laboratories build a plant in Kenosha County that never materialized. These details came out after Governor Scott Walker's re-election campaign released an ad yesterday criticizing Mary Burke for wasting the grant when she was Commerce Secretary.
Ultimately, the federal government, HUD, may come back and have the state be on the hook for that because they didn't put a condition into that place.
And they indeed are. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has ruled that the grant was for a speculative project and therefore inappropriately used. Both state officials and the Burke camp disagree with the finding. House Speaker John Boehner insists if the U.S. does not secure the border, nothing's going to change. During a press briefing today, the Republican Ohioan said House leaders are taking a close look at President Obama's request for nearly $4 billion to deal with the immigration crisis on the border with Mexico. Both the cleanup and the mourning process are just getting started today after at least 5 people were killed when fierce weather swept through a number of eastern states. One boy died and 8 other children were injured when a storm slammed into a church camp in northern Maryland. In upstate New York, 4 people were killed when a tornado destroyed several homes there. A half dozen tornadoes in mid-June did not do enough damage for homes and businesses in southwest Wisconsin to get FEMA's major disaster aid, but Governor Scott Walker said Grant County met the criteria for the U.S. Small Business Administration to cover uninsured losses. And today, Walker officially requested that help. If it's approved, Grant and surrounding counties would be eligible for low-interest home and business loans. 2 tornadoes hit Plantville just before midnight on June 16th. An initial damage assessment, Walker said the SBA found that over 25 homes and businesses had significant damage, 40% of the total losses not covered by insurance. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says it's okay to allow hearsay evidence during preliminary hearings in felony cases. Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson was the only dissenter when the court this morning upheld the constitutionality of a 2012 state law. Majority Republicans approved the measure in part to prevent crime victims from having to testify in the early stages of criminal cases. As a result, most prelims only have police officers testifying, and they generally present evidence they obtained. A couple in Walworth County and a man in Kenosha County said the law violates their constitutional right to confront their accusers. What happened to the thousands of state residents who were kicked off Badger Care? Robert Craig with Citizen Action of Wisconsin says that when the Walker administration forced nearly 63,000 state residents off of Badger Care and onto the federal exchanges, they promised to track those people.
They promised they'd do it in June, and they still haven't done it. So we're sitting here in July, and we don't know what became of these 63,000 people.
Citizen Action has filed an open records request with the State Department of Health Services, requesting the number of Wisconsin residents forced off of Badger Care who have successfully enrolled in marketplace plans. The city of Sheboygan is supporting efforts to create a national marine sanctuary along its Lake Michigan shoreline. On Sheboygan's morning news yesterday, Mayor Mike Vandersteen said the Common Council approved a resolution this week that would allow the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to preserve shipwrecked vessels from the past.
There's over 33 wrecks that have been identified off the coast of this Mid-Lakes region from Port Washington up to Two Rivers, and NOAA would like to set up a sanctuary here.
Vandersteen says any decision on this is still a few weeks away. As for your forecast, a few light scattered showers still possible today, including one right now along I-43 south of Sheboygan. High near 70 under partly sunny skies. Mostly clear tonight, low of 52. Tomorrow, sunny and a high near 75. Currently, we're at 69 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. WHBL News Time, 1206.